For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He was there for a minute.
So Mike Myers was there for 7 seasons.
Kevin Nealon was on there for 9. Jesus Christ.
That's not surprising because he didn't do much outside of Update.
Well, yeah. But Subliminal, it's just weird to think he was on there for so long.
He was in some sketches. Kevin Nealon was in sketches.
Yeah, but not a whole lot. Like, Seth Meyers wasn't on a whole lot either. Like, they were Update
guys. Seth Meyers is more of a writer, yeah. But Kevin Nealon was in sketches.
Like, we're going to look back on this generation and be like, Michael Che and Colin Jost were on for 8 seasons? Yeah. Update. That's all they did.
Yeah. And then maybe some of the video shorts and stuff like that they do.
Yeah. So,
you know, you guys actually undersold.
Did you watch Nate Bargatze? Did you watch Nate Bargatze and Foo Fighters this last weekend?
I did. It was fun. The George Washington sketches.
Dude, that was the best one. That was so good. And Fran Drescher as the SAG president was pretty good, too.
So I love Sarah Sherman. I think
she's really good.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
But it felt so out of fucking place, that sketch did.
Really?
Yeah, because Lauren Michaels is one of the is on the other side of that.
Yeah.
Lauren Michaels is sitting next to the people who are striking folks.
They make fun of people. They make fun of everything.
They do. She was good at it though.
Yeah.
What were you saying? I'm sorry, Andrew. What were you saying about?
I was just saying, you guys actually undersold Keenan's run on the show.
Yeah, Keenan's been there forever.
He's been on there 21 seasons.
Yeah, he's been there forever. That's right, because he started with Ferrell and Jimmy. That's right.
Yeah. Plus, he did all that before then. So, like, he's just been doing sketch comedy, like, his entire career.
People of Tunney's ilk who are old school SNL fans are going to take umbrage to this. But by far, I don't think it's a question. Keenan is the king of sketch comedy in history. Like, by far. I don't think it's a question.
No, I don't think...
What's your metric?
I don't think Cal Ripken or Lou Gehrig are the greatest baseball players of all time.
Yeah, I don't give an Iron Man award either, but that's what I'm asking, what your metric is. Because I like a lot of Keenan's stuff.
I love Keenan, too, by the way. I think he's fucking great. He's done a lot of different good stuff, but he is not, and he'd be the first person to tell you. He's not even probably one of the top 10 of all time at SNL.
Disagree. So here's why I put Keenan, much like of the 90s cast, I'm a Hartman guy. Because
Phil Hartman was great, too, so I agree with you there.
Because you have your Belushis, you have your Farleys, you have your Farrells, you have these guys that stand out above the pack and become supernovas, right?
Yeah.
But just as important is to be the utility guy.
Yeah.
Those guys can't be utility guys.
Yeah, well.
Keenan can be the sketch, the utility, the writer, the one-liner. Like, he does everything better than anybody ever has. On top of doing it consistently for 30 years.
I mean, I agree with you. He's done it for a long time and really good.
Okay. Well,
yeah, I'm torn because I know I wasn't a huge fan of
Ray, you should have a Saturday Night Live podcast.
You should. We're just a sketch comedy.
I love SNL. I love SNL. Man, fuck the NFL. Let's just talk SNL tonight. I love SNL.
Well, that's why I brought it up that I think you should have an SNL podcast because we are going to start our football
podcast. This motherfucker wants me to do nothing else in life but podcasts. That's right. What he wants.
Of course you want to start the comedy talk when we're on the Germany week. So that's great because, you know, Germans we're well known for the wonderful sense of humor and all the stand-up comedy. Yes.
Here we go. Chair shot NFL week 9.
Week 9.
Boom. Ready? Down. Hut, 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 hut.
Welcome back to Chairshot NFL. You can follow us at Chairshot NFL. My name is PC Tunney. You can follow me at PC Tunney. I am joined by the IWC War Chief. You can follow him at IWC War Chief. It's Andrew Belaz. How are you, Andrew?
I am very good for this wonderful week 9 of NFL football. Oh, yeah.
Boy. Yes, this is a sketch of sprockets here on Chairshot NFL. Ray Cash also joins the show as usual. You can follow him at It's Ray Cash, R-E-Y's Mysterio, C-A-S-H. As in, holla for some dollars, because Ray didn't. But Andrew did make you some money last week. But hi, Ray, how are you?
Get to the commercial.
Where's Dominic? Where's Dominic? It's okay, he's on the pony.
We're going to talk about it here in a minute. I'm good, by the way, but I'm a little sore because this trade deadline shit got me hot, bro.
Okay.
Got me.
We're going to start.
Got me caliente.
Oh, well, I don't have a...
muy caliente?
Yeah. Oh, or what's the German word for hot since we're... No cuidado today. We got to do the German word for stop.
Oh, we have to do the German word for caution?
If we're gonna be on brand, right?
No, we're not. We're not gonna do that. Oh, now you got. The ref just made a call. The ref said no. He doesn't like that. He's gonna use the regular sound bite because we're not doing that.
Yeah, doesn't sound nearly as good as cuidado. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Vorsicht? That's fantastic.
V O R S I C H T, but it's pronounced more like Vorsicht.
No, don't even bother because we're not using it. We're gonna go to commercial while Ray forgets that idea ever existed. When we come back,
sure,
we're going to talk about the trade deadline.
You think he forgot, but he never forgets.
Chairshot NFL, Chairshot Radio Network, Chairshot.com, ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, welcome back. Chairshot NFL right here, Chairshot Radio Network. The people that weren't traded, Davante Adams, Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry. The Broncos surprisingly didn't sell on Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton, or Patrick Surtain. Those are kind of like the big six names out there that I could come up with that didn't move, that were actually on the block or thought might get moved because of certain situations. Now, on the other hand, there were six pretty big moves. Washington dealt two of their defensive linemen, Montez Sweat to the Bears and Chase Young to the 49ers, which is kind of scary.
That one.
Josh Dobbs from Arizona to Minnesota. He will not start, though, this weekend. Donovan Peoples-Jones, who has not, like, 8 catches for 90-some yards, is going from Cleveland to Detroit.
Most underrated move of the day.
And in a really odd move, Minnesota sends Ezra Cleveland to Jacksonville, a guard who started 40 of 42 games for them.
Why is it odd? Their season is over.
Then why did they trade for Josh Dobbs?
Because they just needed someone to start. Because he won't be there next week. You know who their backup is? A kid who's a rookie.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the? So why would you even care? They're 4-4. That's why.
I mean, they're still alive. Their season's not completely over, but like.
It's over.
Dobbs has thrown for 15 touchdowns and 8 interceptions and about 1,500 yards so far.
And he's with no one. With no one though.
I mean, I would say Minnesota has a better roster than Arizona.
You're right. Also, yeah, I agree. But also, Josh Dobbs has been in the league for 7 years, and he's done nothing to this point. Why would we think he's going to start now?
I'm just saying they did make the move.
He's a fantastic stopgap.
It surprised me that why they would get somebody and then they would trade. Anyway, the Green Bay Packers trade Rasul Douglas to the Buffalo Bills for a 3rd-round draft pick, but we also send a 5th-round draft pick.
I mean, the Packers season's kind of over, no offense.
I mean, they're one of the worst 6 teams in the league.
Agreed.
So anything I missed or anything you guys wanted to add, comment, questions, concerns?
You want to go first, Andrew? Because I got some smoke.
Yeah, you got the smoke, so you get to go first on this one.
Well, to stick audience, on brand.
I have to caution the audience first. Here comes the smoke.
Cuidado.
Vostigag. I don't know how you say it. To stay on brand, first and foremost, why would, if you're Washington, would you give away Chase Young to the Niners? My God, why would you do that? Ron Rivera is pissed right now because, like, he thinks he has a chance in that division.
It was a
second
round draft pick.
Second round pick, which is, I mean, one could say he was undersold. I think it's fair, but my smoke is this. I don't understand the ideology of some of these owners and some of these general managers. Now, this is, I'm going to be a little biased. Clearly, we're all fans. We all have a team, Packers, Bucks, Ravens. But the Ravens had a trade set twice. One for Derrick Henry. It was done. And one for Josh Jacobs. It was done. And both of the owners reneged. No black people. And it's like, what are we doing? Like, the Derrick Henry trade was done until the owner was like, no, nah, I don't want to get rid of Derrick Henry. The Josh Jacobs trade was done until they're like, no, we want more than a second round pick. Do you realize you're trash? Do you realize Derrick Henry's going to walk for free? Do you realize right now, like, in whatever Oakland is doing, or Vegas, with the trash team. Because, like, every good player you have is trying to jump off the ship, literally and figuratively.
Well, I mean,
get something back. Get something back for that.
Davante Adams has 22 catches for 217 yards through 8
games. I don't feel bad for Davante Adams, dude, because it's his no ass fault. You should have never left.
Oh, man.
And you not only left.
They should have kept Derek Carr. They should have kept Derek Carr.
Well, Derek Carr ain't doing much shit in New Orleans either. But if for nothing else to keep Devontae happy, you're right. But I just don't understand. Ultimately, like, you can talk me into the Giants keeping Saquon. You can talk me into that, because you know what? I'm higher on Danny Dimes than a lot of people, and they have talent. Like, you can talk me into a year now. Cool, they're still a young team. Whatever. The Raiders are done and need to start over from, like, burn it down with Al Davis's, like, flame that never goes out. Burn the shit down. And the Titans, you just had this kid walk in here who people thought was going to be possibly one of the top few picks. Lasted to the second round, dropped 4 TDs in his first game, mm-hmm. right? Showing you have a future. The future's now. Get rid of the current. Derrick Henry, we love you. Thank you. You'll be in the ring of honor as soon as you retire. You got to go. Because they're gonna walk around and the compensatory pick ain't gonna be as good as what you could have got in the trade package. So it just doesn't make sense to me what these guys are thinking. Now, yes, I'm speaking from a place of bias, but I'm also speaking from a place of logic. Help me understand. All of these sellers should have sold.
I agree with you on all of them except Tennessee, because really? We talked about this last week. And, you know, I kind of was riding the Levis train earlier in the season, and that's why I decided to make him a lock, just because he finally started and yada. And it turned out okay. Maybe because the division is still competitive enough record-wise, even if we all think the Jaguars are technically the best of that division, records don't necessarily separate by a ton. So if Levis wasn't a flash in the pan, and you still have Derrick Henry there, and even if he's not having a great game or a great year, he's still going to force 8 or 9 people in the box, because he's still Derrick Henry. And he has that name power to force you to bite on a run fake, or just, you know, play up expecting a run, and then maybe dump something out over top. So it helps a young quarterback. And if Levis proves that he's a good quarterback, it could convince Henry to stick around.
while you're not wrong, while you make valid points, I would rebut you with, but they have Tajay Sharpe.
True, but Tajay Sharpe still doesn't have the name recognition and the cachet that Derrick Henry does.
Right, but we're not talking about a trade on Madden or a trade on Fantasy. We're talking about the guys who watch this motherfucker every day practice.
Oh, I know, but we also think about Tennessee. Think about Titans, Oilers, Eddie George. Eddie George was great, but he was a little past his prime towards the end.
Let's think about something better. Let's think about something
better. Andrew, there's nothing in Tennessee. It's the Grizzlies and them. It's nothing
for
them.
No, I just meant the football team and their mentality, because they kept Eddie George around as like a franchise guy, even when he got a little long in the tooth towards the end, and they still didn't do terrible. He didn't do bad.
That was Bud Adams. Bud Adams dead. This new group. Let's be different. Let's be better.
Sometimes culture sticks.
There's a reason. I mean? There's a reason the Oilers / Titans ain't won shit.
Sometimes Bud culture Adams. Sticks though.
Let's put it this way. The nice thing was the old uniforms last week. The light blue with the red and the white.
That Oiler uniform is beautiful.
Ain't shit nice about gorgeous. That because it don't belong to Houston. Ain't shit nice about that.
Gorgeous.
Nope. No. Until they give those uniforms and the rights to the Oilers back to Houston, fuck that. No.
Why would they? It's not the same.
Why would they do that when the Titans were the spinoff of the Oilers franchise and it's not like the Texans were? So why would it go back to Houston?
I think it's too late now because clearly it's been too long. But they should have done it like the Ravens and the Browns.
I mean, until Utah
make them a new franchise and give that shit back to the city. Because everybody love you blue is a Houston thing.
Until the Utah Jazz are not the Jazz and the New Orleans Pelicans are the Jazz, I don't really care about any of other.
To be fair. That happened before any of us was even thought of.
Listen, the Atlanta Braves didn't start in Atlanta. Let's put it that way.
Again, before any of us was thought of. You get a pass if it happened before 1970.
Oh, okay.
If it happened since then, let's talk about it, right?
If Nixon wasn't around, it didn't happen. That's how that works.
Hey, if I could vote in this country, I think... Then we can talk about it.
Is that putting a bow on our trade talk there? Should we move into power rankings?
I mean, unless y'all got some smoke for James Harden, I'm good.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah, going to the Clippers is kind of anymore.
Let's just see how many games those four guys actually play together this year.
If they play four games together, I'll be impressed.
Oh, they'll play more than four games because of the regular season.
I said together. Somebody's going to get injured or there's going to be,
is Kawhi playing
load
right
management.
Now?
Yeah, he's playing right now.
Okay,
now.
Well, then they'll
give it
start.
A week.
Well, let's see. I mean, they're Vegas. They're favored to win the West, no?
Can I give you...
Every year for like last 5 years and then they do nothing or they get hurt.
That was a while ago. The last couple years they haven't been.
Can I give you a list of the things that could possibly stop them besides injuries?
Ray, I wish you would give me a list of things that would possibly stop them besides injuries.
I sent you to my homeboys earlier. So we're gonna add.
I'm not one of Ray's homeboys. No big deal.
No. This was a chat we were talking about.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I get it.
We're talking cool about like this now. of course, besides knees and ankles, Lil Baby. Then there's the threat of Bloods and Crips, Paul George's podcast, the ghost of Donald Sterling, TMZ. Oh, and also, yeah, the Kardashians. All of these are threats to the Clippers this year.
I've seen all the
memes and jokes about the strippers going crazy that Harden's coming to LA.
I will say this, from a serious note. If I'm Steve Ballmer, while I got these no-playing motherfuckers, what I do is I get on the phone right now, I create this marketing campaign saying, we are truly LA, because our four stars all born and raised from here. So if you want to represent the city, you fuck with us. Take advantage of that shit right now.
They born, raised, had surgery, went to rehab, all in LA.
Yep. Straight up.
All right.
It's a shame when, while there was a lot of trades today, it's a shame when in the early season NBA trades are more exciting than the shit in the NFL.
Well, I mean, I agree with you, though, that the Dominic Peoples-Jones is going to be a big one, and then Chase Young is just fucking stupid.
Is there something wrong with Jameson Williams, or is it just because he's just still coming back? Because I'd imagine he was going to hit the ground running.
Probably just because he's coming back.
This has to be – doesn't this trade have to be like them saying, you're not what we need you to be yet?
I think so.
They need a guy who can go up and get a 50-50 ball. Here's the thing, though. This is the second most trades – since 1990 at the trade deadline. He just didn't get the big ones. I think that's the thing. I think the big thing is Washington sold two Pro Bowl linemen, you know, and then Minnesota bought and sold, which was kind of odd.
If I was Kansas City, I would have sold the Royals. I would have sold the rights to barbecue. I would have sold everything to go get Devontae.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? There's a what if. What could they have sent to get Devontae? It would have had to been like a couple. It probably had to have been a first rounder. And
it would have had to have been Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Front row tickets to all of Taylor's concerts, every city around the world.
Yeah. Actually, you know, Taylor Swift and Kelce in Vegas, that could have actually kind of worked from a gimmick perspective.
Jesus Christ.
If this was wrestling.
Then Taylor would have had to get a residency at
exactly.
the Sphere.
Exactly. You're getting
but
it.
You two already got the residency. There would have been a fight. Loser leaves the Sphere match. Oh, boy. Yeah. Where's Dusty Rhodes when you need him?
We don't need a dusty finish. We don't need the trade to happen and then something happen and come in. No. It's reversed. What?
That's Travis Kelce's music.
And really, it's just Shake It Off from Taylor Swift, and that's how you know it's Travis Kelce.
We are never, ever, ever getting back together until this Sunday. Sorry, Teddy. You know how this goes.
Yeah, no big deal. Why don't we get into some power rankings, the NFL?
We could.
Right here on Chairshot NFL. Andrew, why don't we start at the bottom? I got a top 10 this week. So
no, the music. I like the music.
What, Cuidado?
No, the Power Rankings music, the headbanger shit.
Oh, yeah, I know. The problem is we haven't taken a commercial yet, so we'll be right back.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
That was great. What the fuck?
y'all need a live video, y'all, because we go hard on this podcast. Sorry,
good.
Sir.
That was good. Okay, so we're doing the power rankings. That's what we're at right now. Do we want to start bottom, top? Because I know everybody's going to put their top tens together. Do we have a bottom five, a bottom ten, a bottom six?
I mean, you don't have to rank them in any order, but I would have to assume, you know, what, Patriots. Well, there's the bottom six in the Broncos, so.
Correct. Yeah, the Broncos are weird now.
Patriots, Giants, Bears, Packers, Panthers, Cardinals.
I agree. I have the Bears slightly above it, and the Raiders are in the bottom six just because I hate
that
everything.
That was not in any order. That was just naming them.
Oh, I know. But that's why, like, my Bears are, like, slightly outside of the bottom six because they've looked competent lately with or without Fields and got a couple wins. And I don't know if that's just the opponent or whatever, but they put up points.
Yeah.
They've been competitive.
And they lost to the tell Packers. You. And they went and they traded for somebody today on the defensive end.
Montez Sweat.
I tried to tell you the Bears are better than you think. They just have a horrible franchise. But please.
Which is fair, but I try to give the snapshot of the way they're looking now instead of.
They're 2-6. Yeah. They're bad.
I agree. Like I said, they're in the argument.
2-6.
Yeah, they're a competitive 2-6.
Doesn't mean anything.
The Patriots have looked completely lost. We all threw for more fucking yards than the Giants did last week. The Raiders can't count for like two or three of the week so far this goddamn season.
They're bad too, yeah.
You know, the Panthers barely got a win off of a fucking 50-yard field goal or some shit like that. So good for them that they got a win. The Packers are a joke, and the Cardinals, you know, have like a JV fucking lineup, and they just traded away the guy that's been starting for them for the year so far. Because I guess Kyler's going to starting, maybe.
Not this week, next week.
So then who the fuck are they starting if they fucking send away their starting quarterback?
I can tell you. I will tell you. I'm going to tell you. And when I tell you, you're still not going to know who it is. Because it's Clayton Tune.
You want to try that one more time?
Clayton Tune, rookie out of Houston. 6'3",
please tell me he's like so white he glows, because that is the whitest fucking name I've ever heard of. He should come in a cowboy hat.
But for a record, let's hold on here. I don't give a shit about the University of Houston. But quarterbacks from the U of H, you know they be slanging the shit out their ball.
I mean, just because he can throw it doesn't mean he's accurate.
Well, we can say the same about Will Levis.
I mean, hey, the first couple landed. So far, so good for Levis.
All I can say is he completed one pass for 4 yards against Seattle on October 22nd.
Well, that's good. All I know is that Levis dropped Duddy and threw 4 tutties. So, like, I think that's a good trade right there.
Hey.
Just answering
that's
questions.
That big Ryan Mallett energy.
Okay. Valid assessment right there. It could just be that. You never know. It could be like a Tony Romo thing, though. We could go there again.
That could be dope. I mean, if he I think he's going to try to be serviceable.
No. Is he going to turn out to be better than Tim Couch?
That's not a low bar. I should probably go do that.
There's your Kentucky comparison.
Oh, we're just comparing college right up. Oh, yeah, he's probably going to be better than Tim Couch. Yeah.
He won't be better. He won't be better. He may not be better than Jason Campbell.
No, Campbell had a few good years right there, so like that's. You can't take the couple good years away from Campbell.
You can't. I like Jason Campbell. You're gonna
like,
get 10
I wasn't
and 8.
A big fan of him, but like he had a couple solid years. I'm just like, all right, well, he's legit-ish.
10 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, but I mean, he won a few games.
Yeah, they made the playoffs a couple times. They looked like a competent team.
Meh.
You take him over Jordan Love right now.
I don't. You know what I realized yesterday? And it was great. And I was like watching. And I was like, this is great because I don't care. It sounds horrible as a Packer fan. But like, I so knew how bad they were going to be. Didn't want them to do what they've done over the past how many years. And like, everything I've predicted has come true with them. So it's just like, I'm free. I just watch. I don't. It's nice. I'm free.
Tony is a freeo.
They're going to lose.
Jordan
I haven't
Love
even.
Give him a suck.
I haven't. I maybe watched a quarter of their games this year. That's it. Like, and as a percentage of each game, I've not watched any of the games all the way through.
I don't think the Packers have played a game all the way through either. So you're on the similar page.
So maybe it's my fault. Maybe it's my fault then. I don't know, because
maybe they start scoring in the first half if you'd watch the first half of the game.
Well, because Matt LaFleur, he'll come out and tell you, well, we got to play better and we look bad out there. And I'll tell you what, Matt, no shit.
Anybody could tell you that one. Jesus.
Anyway, there's your little tangent.
Good tangent. Good tangent.
Save it from for later then. But yeah, how about the top? Let's go.
Is still a little weird, but
can we count down from 10 and go back and forth here? Ray, do you have a top 5 or 10?
I have a top 5, not a 10, but I can get you a 10.
Okay, yeah. Why don't I just tell a little bit more about how bad the Packers? No, I'm not going to tell you how bad the Packers.
No, so, hey, if you got a high 15 on Packers, I'm game.
No, you're good. Think about the bottom this way every week, folks. It's our bottom when we bring it up and talk about a handful of teams like that. Is basically who's in the race for the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
Then you can talk about stuff like, hey, what if the Packers have the worst record in the league? Do they go draft Caleb Williams or Shedeur Sanders and trade Jordan Love?
Well, that's the real question we could talk about while I do my top 10 real fast. Is Caleb still the number one pick, given that he's had a subpar year?
Well, and I think those are all kinds of the questions we can start asking as we continue to bring up the bottom part of the rankings as we get closer to the end of the season. Right now, it's a little speculatory. There's a lot of teams here that, you know, it's going to start to separate itself where it's going to come down to two or three teams by the time we get to, I would say, week, you know, 14 or 15.
Yeah, I really hope the Patriots do the smart thing and they tank a bit more just to get Sanders or Caleb, whichever, because they need a quarterback.
It's funny you said that, because the second Kirk Cousins got hurt, in my mind, I know Justin Jefferson was like, yes! Yes!
They have too many wins to tank that far unless Caleb or Shedeur fucking fall. You know what I mean? Because Minnesota's at 4
Drake
wins
May?
Right now.
Well, he's Drake done. May? I mean, Cousins is done if he wants to be.
Well, yeah, but
why would you re-sign him now?
But Minnesota has 4 wins, so it's just unless somebody slips from the, like, the 1-2 kind of concept, I don't think Minnesota's in that running unless they can trade something huge. Because, I mean, think about that division. They're going to get 1 or 2 more wins before the season's up, regardless of who they start.
We'll see. You never know. You never know how much Kirk Cousins meant to that team.
Stop.
Not a goddamn bit. What you talking
about? I mean,
about?
I believe right, Kirk. I gave Kirk credit. I gave Kirk more credit than both of you. But, you know, he couldn't, like, will them to the win for the first, like, 4 weeks of the season because the defense just wasn't doing enough. And, you know, he always has like one goofy throw or one miss that he wants back. And he says that like every fucking game they lose. So I get it. I still like him. He's still solid. But
2,300
like,
yards, 18 touchdowns, 5 interceptions.
And the person who was just talking, Andrew, is like Kirk Cousins' number one fan.
Okay,
it's like
not,
Kirk's wife, his mama, his grandma, and then Andrew. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, me and Kirk are going to go to the Creed concert because he's right. They do have more than one hit than just higher. Like, you know.
Can you take me higher?
Yeah, I've been rocking that Creed since, you know, 2004. It's, you know.
Oh, man. Yeah, hey, I love Creed. Well, I just hurt
my own prison. But yeah, so yeah, I Kirk is going to get work next year. I don't think there's any question about that, because there's too many teams that need a quarterback, and I don't think they're going to trust rookies or who they have right now. So Kirk's going to find a job.
Yeah, he's only like second in passing yards and first in touchdowns passes. No big deal.
And last in relevant ass wins.
Well, they got 4.
Relevant, sir.
Hey, he won on primetime before his Achilles or ACL blew.
You're right. My bad. Hey, my boy finally came through.
They gave him that 10-pound chain or whatever the fuck it was. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't even like Kirk Cousins. Why are you yelling at me? I don't really care. I'm just telling you he was playing really good.
Okay. So we want to start at 10.
Okay, well, right. He's like, putting up leading numbers. The league in passing isn't good. That's fine. Whatever, Ray. Baltimore here. For number 10, not Baltimore. No, I'm just kidding. I can't move. I can't change that because of that.
No, no. Baltimore, I'll say this much.
We'll
Baltimore's
we'll
in my
we'll
top
get
three.
We'll get there. We'll get, like, there. We'll get there. All right, you going to start at 10?
Sure, let's start at 10.
All right.
Jets are my 10.
I do not even have the Jets in my top 10. I got
me
Buffalo.
Neither.
I got Buffalo at 10.
Seattle.
Ooh, okay.
Seattle, I have just outside. I was torn between the Jets and Seattle myself. Yeah.
Seattle's still to come.
Oh, wow. So
they got a lot to prove. They have a lot to prove, but 5-2 speaks volumes.
I mean, you're right. It does, which is why I kind of had them on that cusp, because some of their wins have just been real messy, and mm-hmm. there's still a lot of questions and a lot of missed plays and a lot of missed opportunities. So I'm like, I need to see one more good week out of them, I think, before I start giving them a top 10 faith.
Won't be this week.
Yeah. Probably not. Yeah. Cowboys, I have at 9.
I have the Cowboys at 9.
I got the Bills at 9.
Okay.
Okay. So, 8, I have the Bengals.
I have the Bengals outside of my top 10.
Bengals.
Outside of my top 10, I have the Bengals. I have the 49ers dropping to 8.
See, I dropped the 49ers out of my top 10.
I still have them. They lost 3 in a row. They're going on a bye. They just traded for Chase Young. I mean, let's put it this way. They just got to get healthy. That's all.
So, full disclosure, I forgot about the Bengals. Genuinely. Not out of hate. I literally forgot.
Sure.
So, I'm going to go. Genuinely.
Ravens,
no,
it could happen. Yeah, no, it's fine. The Bengals have been irrelevant most of the season, so it's easy to forget.
I'd probably have them about between 7 and 8, but I'm going to stick with what I have here for integrity's purposes.
Sure.
I have the Niners at 8 also.
Thank God for integrity.
Okay. But no, we can replace the Niners with the Bengals, and I'd feel fine with that.
Yeah. I think the other reason is the Niners were going on bye, so I wanted to drop them out of the top 10 because I just don't feel like they deserve the conversation right now, and you know how I am with the bye weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So at 7, that's where I have the Buffalo Bills.
Seattle. I got Seattle at 7.
That's where I have, believe it or not, the Dallas fucking Cowboys.
You have them higher than we do. Wow, okay.
When they play their best, I don't think there's a team in the league better. It's just they don't do that every week.
They haven't beaten anybody, though. They beat the Giants. They beat the Jets. They beat the Patriots. They beat the Chargers. They beat the Rams. They haven't beaten anybody.
The schedule is the schedule.
I know, but the power rankings are the power rankings.
Yeah, that one, you both make valid enough
points.
That's
why I'm at 9.
You can only play who's on your schedule. So.
That's 2 spots different. So not a
yeah, it's not a big deal. But like, you can only play who's on your schedule, so you can't really complain too much and say, oh, well, they played everybody that's got less than a 500 record. Because it's like, that's who's on their schedule. What do you want them to do? Say, I'm not going to play you. I'm going to play the Niners today?
I have Seattle.
You can't do that.
I have Seattle above them because they have wins over the Lions and the Browns. So,
no, I respect that. And to Andrew's point, this isn't college where you set your own schedule. Like, the NFL makes it. You can't help that.
Mm-hmm.
I blame Dallas for poor, you know, preseason scheduling.
That may be valid.
We don't need a home and home with Texas State every year. Maybe we should bring in, you know, some USCs and some Notre Dames.
By the way, heart goes out to you, Adelise Garcia. But thank God you're gone. Yes.
Wow. Wow.
No. I want him to heal quickly. Just not in the next week and a half.
Okay. That's fair. All right, so then we go to 6. 6, I have the Chiefs.
I got Miami at 6.
Damn, Tony.
Well,
why 6?
Look at who's Miami beaten. They've beaten the Patriots, the Panthers, the Giants,
we
the
agree
Broncos.
There. We agree there. We agree on that point, but I have them
the
higher.
The Chargers game, a close game.
Here.
They lost by 28 to the Bills. And they lost by 14 at Philly. I mean, they haven't proven to me they're a top 5 team. I got them at 6.
I completely agree with all those points. I will tell you why I have them higher when I get there. I have the Lions at 6.
Okay.
Fair enough.
A lot of work to get back after that drubbing they got a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's where I was at with it too, honestly, because the Lions I have at 5. So,
I
like, I was torn between the Chiefs and the Lions on 5.
I got the Lions at 5.
the Chiefs have had shakier wins and losses at times this season. And yeah, sure, this week it was Mahomes' flu game. So there's a little bit of a pass, a touch of a pass that he can get because he wasn't feeling well. And the Lions apparently weren't that sick and they just got their asses handed to him anyway. So I get that. I like what I see with the Lions a little more than what I like with the Chiefs right now. Especially that last game. Fucking Christ. Everyone like went off for the Lions. Laporta, you know, Amon-Ra, fucking everybody in their fucking running back. Holy crap. Look like Barry Sanders.
Jahmyr Gibbs, since Montgomery's been out, is averaging like 6.1 yards a touch.
And you took words out of my mouth. Like, David Montgomery's had a great year, and he's a good running back, but the best thing happening to them is him not being in the lineup. Because yep. Jahmyr Gibbs is a game changer.
Well, right, because now when he comes back, eventually he'll be back. They'll be even better off, because they're slightly different types of backs, but yes. Gibbs has learned the right things from Montgomery's a really patient runner, where he stays square to the line until he makes his cut, and then slips and goes, so he doesn't sell it right away. He keeps his line true. And Gibbs really picked that up. You can see from a lot of the cuts he made last game, breaking off some big runs.
I feel like Gibbs hits holes harder and quicker. And I like that. Because
he's electric.
Well, that's my point. He's like, dudes. He's just shiftier. He's got like that Sanders kind of like stop on a dime and just change direction kind of thing. And I like that.
No, man. But the lines are fucking real, man.
Montgomery reminds me a lot of Arian Foster with his patience.
Ooh, that's a good comparison.
Because Arian Foster is maybe the most patient running back I've seen in this generation. He will wait until that line hits. Also, my number five is the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Really? Really?
Still to come. I have them. Still to come. Still to come. Jacksonville and KC.
Yep. I have them at Jaguars are still to come as well.
My reasoning is the same reasoning you have about all these other teams. Who have they beaten?
Like, no, that's fair.
And to their credit, they don't have the history that makes me believe in them. To what we talked about at the beginning of the season, with how much does last year go into consideration? In this situation, I know what Miami can do. I know what these other teams can do. Jacksonville got to show me.
No, I get that. Because honestly, my top two are the only ones that I really felt were locked in this week, and everything else is a little fluid. Because same concept. Like it's some are 5-3, some are 5-2, or whatever. And
what do you got at 3
four,
and 4?
4 I have Dolphins.
Okay, 4 I got Jacksonville. 3 I got KC.
Chiefs. I got the Chiefs at 4.
And I got the Dolphins Jags at 3. Okay.
Okay. So our 3, 4, 5 are the same, just in different variations.
Mm-hmm. I feel like our top 2 is going to be the same then.
Philly, Baltimore. Philly 1, Baltimore 2.
Yep. I mean, yeah, you can't take that away from Philly when they've got the best record in the league right now. And they've looked good in their wins. Like, that loss looked fucking terrible. But, like, since then, they bounced back. They look pretty solid in all of their wins since the loss. I'm like, I can't argue it too much.
When A.J. Brown is playing like he got the Mario star in the Mario game.
Yeah.
Like, that boy is beasting.
Is he averaging, like, 125 yards a game or some shit like that?
Past six games, yeah.
Ridiculous.
He broke Megatron's record for that many in the past six games. It's ridiculous. And quiet is kept. Like, look, Tyreek Hill is balling right now. Like so many of these dudes are killing right now. CeeDee Lamb had a game. Like, so many of these great receivers are going great, but none of it matters because AJ's doing stuff that ain't ever been done before.
That's part of the problem with the Chiefs is they have the most drops in the NFL. And then what are you going to do, right?
I mean, that feels like a talking point for, like, Mahomes apologists. So, like, let's not go down that road. Because drops happen. Drops happen to everybody. You can't just be like, well, because they dropped so many, that's
No, you're right. But also they're bad. The receiver room is bad. On top of the drops.
It's not great compared to what they used to have. But, like, if you're a professional receiver, you should know how to use your hands.
I'd be curious. I'm genuine. I'm not trying to be funny. I'd be curious. In our top 10s, we can extend it to 11 because I think we kind of have the same 11. Would any receiver in the Chiefs room, not Kelce, just the receivers, would they start in the top 3 for any of these other teams?
I don't think so.
That's a bad room. You can't even be a slot receiver? You can't even be a slot receiver, dog?
No, I get what you're saying. And I don't inherently disagree with you, but
I mean,
you went from like the big names of Tyreek Hill and stuff.
So. Here's the receiver room. Sky Moore, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Rashee Rice, Kadarius Toney, Justin Watson, Mecole Hardman.
And they had to get Mecole back because you know the system.
Yeah.
Because Mecole was trash when he left. Because they know he know the system. We can just put him back in.
Mecole's still not great either after that muffed fucking.
There's no way that the Raiders are trading anything to the Chiefs. But could you imagine if like Davante Adams showed up at the Chiefs training door? Oh my goodness, that team would be so sick.
D-hop. But again, the Titans act like they bound for the fucking Super Bowl. But like, there's guys out there that could have been a better than this.
Yeah. I think they believed in what they had, and so far what they had is just not. Well, they're 6-2, so hey.
Dog, Donovan Peoples-Jones was traded. He's the fourth receiver in Cleveland. He'd be the number one receiver right now in Kansas City.
Maybe two. I think Scantlin's not that bad.
Okay, you're right.
He's not,
right.
But Scantlin's just a go-deep guy. He's not a route runner. He's just not. Like, I watched him for years up here.
Yeah, well, they have plenty of route runners. Like, if Hardman actually wants to catch a ball and, you know, Kadarius Toney, they need a go-deep guy.
Okay, well, they've had him.
Oh, Sky Moore runs a 4.3, 4.2, something like that, and he can't catch.
That's the problem with Sky Moore, yes. But yeah, I mean, at least this week made more sense than the last couple weeks where the good and the bad and the ugly kind of situation worked itself out. But there's a lot of teams that are still alive that I don't think we expected them to be alive a couple weeks ago.
Well, let's do this real quick. Last week we did, pretender, contender. Let's just talk about some of the grifters that kind of didn't make the bottom of the bottom or the top of the top that we talked about. And there's just a few in each conference. We can start in the NFC. Washington's 3-5. I mean, they're done now. They just sold the farm. Right? Exactly. Yeah.
They're done now.
The Vikings are 4-4. We just talked about them.
They're done now too. These are injury situations. Yeah. They're done. If they get to six games this season, I'll be shocked.
Three quarters of the NFC South, the Falcons, the Saints, and the Bucks.
If the Falcons keep starting Heinicke, they're a threat. The Saints, I don't think anybody knows what the fuck they are, including the Saints, because Derek Carr is looking mediocre. Their offense in general is not looking great. Their defense is doing pretty good. So, like, it's hard to argue that. And the Bucks are weird. The Bucks, like, they look solid a lot of the times. Their defense plays pretty well. But then they just don't show up for, like, a whole quarter or two. Or they just make some boneheaded fucking plays. And then, you know, you want to fucking put Godwin on the meme fucking reel about like, oh, he didn't look up, so he dropped the Hail Mary. Dude, the fact that we were even in the game and in that position that a Hail Mary could have won the game, that's embarrassing for the Bills.
I'm going to tell you,
the Bucks didn't deserve to win that game.
I'm going
to
tell you right now, the Saints are going to win this division, and I'll tell you why, because we have a pretty good snapshot already. They're the only team out of the three that has a positive plus-minus points that has outscored their opponents in all the games this year combined. In addition, they've played the most road games, and they're 3-2 in those games, and they've only played three home games, which is less than both of the other two teams. So they have more home games left. They've been better on the road. They've scored more points, and they've given up more than Tampa, but less than Atlanta. So I think the Saints are the team, especially since Kamara's come back.
Even Dennis Allen don't believe you. He's a head coach.
That was pretty good. Right?
That it was good. Like, I still have to have faith in the Bucks because they haven't looked awful and, you know, fandom. But
so the Bucks have played the best of the three teams. Mm-hmm. I think the Falcons have the most talent. I think the Saints have the most potential.
Sure.
So those three things make sense?
No, that is fair. I agree. If the Saints were to put it all together, they'd probably look like the best team in that division. But they just have moments. Can't put it all together.
Kamara had a game. Yeah. Shahid out there catching 70-yard darts. I'm exaggerating, but you get what I'm saying.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
They have some talent there.
Yeah, they just have flashes. They can't put that shit together for a whole game or even a whole half.
Their quarterbacks happen to be David Carr and EBMW himself, Damus Winston.
Yeah, I'm so glad we don't have him anymore.
3-5 Rams with a thumb injury for Matthew Stafford. We really know we can keep moving.
Is Wofford the backup still?
I mean, even if he wasn't, like, because no, it was some other kid.
Brett Rippin.
Yeah, Brett Rippin. Yeah.
Oh, I like him.
I like him, but like they weren't doing anything with Stafford. They were just looking okay. So they were looking competitive. So their team's not going to do anything.
That's because their average age of the starting defensive 11 is like 52. Because that offense, yeah. Hey, you got to give the offense credit. They've been earning their stripes.
They had a couple games where they didn't put up 30. A ton.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. But they also spent 4 games without Cooper Kupp.
I mean, yeah, but Puka, Tutu, and, you know, okay, they showed up.
3-5. Let's keep it rolling.
Daffy Duck, Bugs Bunny. You know?
Chargers, Texans, Titans, Colts.
Chargers are fugazi. That's in the name. Texans, I think they showed who they are when they lost to the no-win team.
Yeah.
The Titans, we got to talk about. We got to wait and see, because if they believe that Levis has something and they kept Derrick Henry, they know something we don't. And who's the other team?
Colts. Minshew.
It's hard.
I'm trying to tell you, man, I love Anthony Richardson, but I am starting to wonder, should Gardner have started the whole season?
Well, no.
Should Gardner have been the opening day starter? Because, one, Richardson a chance to really take his time.
Do you think if he never gets injured, since he started day one, right? He started the first game, right? Say he never gets injured, first 8 games, you think that the Colts are 3-5 still?
Yes.
I think they may be worse. Only because this is not a diss to Anthony Richardson. The kid does not know to read defense. It's because he hasn't he's quarterbacked less than some of our kids have been old. Like he's not used to this. He's still learning on the fly.
The Colts have lost 3 games in a row, so I disagree with you.
Who did they lose to?
They can only play the schedule in front of them, Ray.
I agree, but I'm just saying, are they playing scrub teams? Or are they playing good teams?
This has been your Chair Shot NFL Full Circle Moment.
I mean, they previously in the episode,
Ray brought up the fact that you can only play the people in their schedule. And later on in the episode, Tunney threw that right back in his face.
Cognitive dissonance, sir.
That was your Chair Shot NFL Full Circle Moment of the Week.
Let's also be a little fair. They lost to the Browns by a point, but that was thanks to the refs.
Oh, my God.
The refs gave them the assist on that one. That wasn't really the Colts losing it. That was one of those fugazi ref moments that everybody hated a couple weeks ago because the refs have been fucking terrible, which is why we started last week talking about the refs.
Insert Miz pose. I'm just saying, like, ultimately, you're going to have to win some of these games with your arm, and Richardson can't do it yet. Now, he has the potential, and those games, when he started, there's a reason why the kid got hurt, because he would drop back, first read, not there, I'm taking off. They're going to blast the hell out of you every time.
Well, he also didn't slide.
He don't know how to slide. This is a Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes played baseball. Who was the running back that couldn't? It was Mike Vick who couldn't slide. Who was it that couldn't slide?
Sure.
There was a running quarterback that couldn't slide, and they would scream at him, slide! Like they literally hired a baseball player.
Yeah. You're right. To teach him an offseason. Who the fuck was that?
I think it was Mike Vick.
I don't think it was Mike Vick. Maybe it was Mike Vick. I don't know. Then we're gonna have to fact check ourselves, I guess, for next week.
I think that was Sid Luckman.
Christ, why ain't it all?
Maybe it was Steve Young while he was like tripping and half falling. You know, he couldn't slide. He could just fall.
GYA, it'd sure be titillating if you'd slide at the end of the play there.
That's how he got his name.
Steelers Browns is the last grifter group that we're going to talk about. They're both 4-3. They both don't know what the hell's going on at quarterback.
The Browns are grifters. More consistent.
We could have a conversation about the Browns because they got talent, and I don't
The Steelers.
The Steelers don't have the talent that the Browns have, bro.
I don't think the Steelers would have won a game with P.J. Walker throwing zero touchdowns and five interceptions for like two games in a row.
P.J. Walker, who is known for being Mr. XFL.
Okay.
Yes. At least he finally threw a touchdown this past week. They lost, but he threw a touchdown.
Do you hate me? Is that what we're talking about?
No, different person.
That's old school XFL. Platt is somewhere like punching the air right now.
Platt's like, oh, fucking 23 hours. I got to get on the back on the air.
PJ Walker's the next Tommy Maddox. That's how this one's going to be.
You can talk me into them sneaking in seventh seed if like the cards fall their way. Because I like the law of averages say that Sean's gonna be better than gonna be closer to what he was in Houston than this. Law of averages say so.
Yeah, you're right. How long is it gonna take though is the real question.
But I was about to say something fucked up. I shut my mouth.
All right. Well, since you're gonna do that. We're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have a quicker-than-normal rundown of the league since we pretty much talked about every team already this week. But I think it was a great conversation, mid-season kind of conversation, trade deadline kind of thing. Yeah, by the way, fantasy football players, your regular season is halfway over, and the NFL trade deadline is passed, so... What better time than move on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick yourself up a Chair Shot t-shirt. When we come back, you're going to hear all about our locks of the week right here, Chair Shot NFL.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to AngryLemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Don't forget to tune into CHAIRSHOT Radio Network tomorrow. Ray Cash special, The Total Package. No, returns, right? The total. Can you give me a total package? The Total Package.
Sponsored by Blue Chew.
The total package. No, I can't. Oh, boy. I can't. Welcome back, CHAIRSHOT NFL. Ray Cash, Andrew Belaz, PC Tunney. Let's get to it, guys. Week 9 already here in the NFL. Can you believe that? This is after this week is done, the regular season is halfway over. Yes, there's a weird-ass number, 18 weeks regular season, which is stupid because there's 17 games, which is stupid. But we'll be halfway
done. They're already playing a damn Mariah Carey song in the store. So, yeah.
Do we have to do our mid-season awards next week?
Do we have to? Is there a have to that I wasn't aware of?
I'm game.
Ray, okay.
You not game?
Ray. Hey, Ray, we're going to do our midseason awards next week.
Hey, let's go. Right here. On the chairshot.com.
Okay. I'm writing it down.
It's like that pregnant pause.
It was good.
It was like the first trimester, but it was solid.
You're right. It wasn't the full 40 weeks. By the way, 9 months, 40 weeks. Math, please.
40 weeks?
It is 40 weeks. It's technically supposed to be 10 months. Yes. That's what full term is 40 weeks.
No one is 40 weeks anymore, though.
Yeah. McKinley was born. My oldest daughter was born on her due date.
I was late.
The day we were given first day. She was born on that day.
I was 17.
In fact. Water broke 16. At 2 a.m. in the morning. She was like, I'm ready.
I was 16 days late.
That makes sense.
So you were like 42 weeks. Look at that. Tiny time from the beginning.
I was like, it's a cruel world out there. Where all the point spreads and Vegas casinos getting bigger by the minute. But I told you last week. If there was one pick you needed to, you know, make your Christmas better, it was take the Eagles. And my super major lock, bring home the money, stick it to your man, tell your wife to shut the fuck up and go buy herself a purse and leave you the fuck alone. Yeah, we did it with the Eagles last week.
You got it by a half a point. Good job for that one.
I want to tell you, Andrew, there was no other way to win that bet than to take the Eagles and give the points. Just wanted to let you know.
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
But you did go 2-1 last week. Congratulations for having a winning week, finally. I was 1-1-1. Ray was 1-2. Are you guys ready to get to the games this week?
Let's knock them
out. Okay, let's knock them out. Thursday, Amazon. Titans at Steelers. Steelers -3, over under 36.5. I am not touching this game, but I would always bet the over, but that's not smart. But I do think with the Steelers having quarterback troubles, if Levis is the real deal, why not take the points in the Titans? If I was going to take anything, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm going to rock with the Titans just because of the Levis thing, but I wouldn't really bet on it. But the Steelers have found weird fucking ways to win games, and Levis is still young, so the defense could give him issues, and this could just end up being like a 9-12 kind of game, and that would just, I don't think it's going to be very fun regardless, but you never know. Levis already has twice as many touchdowns as Tannehill did all year, so that's looking good.
Horrible.
But it's still accurate, too. You can check me if you want to for the stat.
No, you're right. I know. I heard that, but I'm just saying. It's a hell of a second start for your rookie season on a short week against the Steelers at the big ketchup bottle with T.J. Watt looking at you like he wants to eat your lunch. Levis has a terrible day, but they sneak out the win because the Steelers are garbage.
Week 9.
Yeah.
Dolphins and Chiefs head to Deutsche Bank Park, Frankfurt, Germany.
Damn right, it's in Germany.
9:30 a.m. it will be shown.
Oh, it's right at 9:30 a.m. too?
On NFL
That's nice.
Network, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Over under 50.5 points. The Chiefs are -2.5 here. This should be a fun game. It's interesting which team of each will show up. They've both gone 6-2. They're both really good, right? They're both top of the NFL, but they've both had some moments of weakness and looked poor. So, boy, I hope that we get to see a shootout. I'd take Kansas City in the over here.
I would just like to say that this is my spanning. That's luck in German.
Ooh, that's a big luck, all right.
Big motherfucking sparing. So I want you to know my three locks, I'm taking real chances since none of shit matters anyway. I got the Dolphins winning.
That was the mentality I took a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Like the points are made up and the shit don't matter, right?
Whose line is it anyway?
So you got Miami +2.5.
I do. And because the reason why I have them, the same reason I have them at 3. This is the scariest offense I've seen since Randy Moss wearing a Patriots jersey. It is terrifying. And they're only getting better. Right? The Chiefs may have the best defense they've had since Pat Mahomes has been there. But, you know, since Tua is now, you know, Kamaru Usman all of a sudden, he ain't getting hurt. So, like, and I don't trust the Chiefs in a shootout anymore. I don't. Also, Taylor's not going to be at the game. They lose when Taylor's not there. I got the Dolphins.
You don't know that. You don't know that for sure.
Well, so far, it's been a thing. Either?
Yeah. No, Taylor might happen to PJ. So, never know. But I got the Dolphins.
Keep it moving here. Rams heading to Lambeau to take on the Packers. The Packers are actually -3 here, over under 39.5. There's nothing in the world that believes. I mean, I guess, you know, the funny thing is, as a Packer fan last week, I was like, oh, this feels like a game the Packers could win against the Vikings. And they waited till 4 minutes left in the first half to get a fucking first down is how bad they were. I just don't know where this team goes from here. The only thing that could save them is the potential of playing Brett Rippon.
Mark Rippon versus Kevin Love. What a game.
I like it. I like it anyway. Even though one's a basketball player and one's a Super Bowl winning quarterback, it's fine.
That's a really long title. Chairshot NFL Week 9. One's a basketball player and one's a super old winning NFL quarterback.
But yeah, that's all we got for this game, bro. Not. I mean, what do you want us to talk about?
I mean, what do you want us to talk about? Like, we've been over this last time, last segment.
Yeah, Vikings. Rams are meh. Vikings at Falcons. Falcons minus -5. Well, I guess with the Vikings starting.
That's
the
fair. That's over fair. Under 30, that was almost a lock.
Over under 37.5.
Dude, I'm going to make it a lock just because I need to have locks. So at this point, I'm just taking the Falcons to beat the Vikings. Fuck them. Fuck those kids.
So I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Yeah, exactly. Atlanta, Vikings got too many injuries. Nope.
Versus Minnesota. Okay, you got it. It's locked in. It's locked in, muchacho. Let's keep it rolling then. Here's a game. Here's a good game. Seattle heading east to take on the Ravens. Ravens minus 5.5, over under 43. Man, I really hope this game is on CBS this Sunday because that's the game I'd like to turn on at noon Central Time when I start watching football, because this could be a good game. This is going to tell me a lot about Seattle, I think.
You know, Ray, I wanted to pick your Ravens for a lock, but I've noticed every time I pick the Ravens for a lock for myself, they lose and they fuck up my locks.
Oh, so yeah, don't bet on them. Don't ever bet on them. No.
So should I make the Seahawks a lock as some reverse psychology to help your boys out?
5.5, bro, the way they're playing, that's a lot. Like, if it would have been 3, now they're not worth 3. But, like, had it been a 3-point game, maybe, but 5.5, I don't – and I know if I'm advocating for the other way, but I just think – I think the Ravens are much better than the Seahawks in every way.
I do too, but the Ravens pick weeks to not show up.
Not against the good teams.
True, right. They usually do play down to the quality of their opponent, I suppose.
Speaking of down and quality of opponents, the Cardinals will take on the Browns in Cleveland. Cleveland minus -8, over under 37.5 points. I think this is going to be Clayton Toon. Versus
Clayton's gonna get tuned up by Myles Garrett. That's how that one's gonna go.
Can we have a game that we win by 2-0?
Oh, yes.
Is that a score of gummy? Has it happened before?
That's a good question.
It's gonna be PJ Walker versus Clayton Toon here. Matchup of future Hall of Famers here in Cleveland. We're not Detroit. Woohoo! Could Cleveland cover the 8? I don't know. I mean.
No.
Can I tell you guys something really cool I did? I picked up that tight end from Arizona last week, and then I didn't start him, and he went off for like 26.5 fantasy points, and I finished last, and I didn't get any points last week, Ray, and I dropped from 3rd, I think, down to 6th.
Only thing covered in Cleveland is the Q. Other than that, nothing else is covered in Cleveland.
I still think Cleveland wins, but I wouldn't bet this with the given 8 points. No.
Oh, I'm still in 5th. No. It's okay. I was just how interested I was in this game. Okay, let's keep it moving here. Uh-huh. Buccaneers take on the Texans in Houston. Texans minus -2.5, over under 40 after last week's performance. I would say under here in this game, but you never know what Texans team you're going to get, or Buccaneers team, right, Andrew?
Fairly true, but they usually don't struggle against the mid or lower tier teams. And maybe the Texans are just going to start giving some wins to the NFC South. I'd be happy with that. So.
I like the over here.
Yeah. Oh, what's the over? 38.5?
40.
40? No, over probably is good. I'm gonna go with the Bucks for the Homer lock just because.
Okay.
Homer. But
by the way, I can't watch any good games because I live in Houston, so this is the game I have.
Plus 2.5, by the way, Andrew. Tampa Bay plus 2.5.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it that's not going to matter. They're either going to win or they're going to lose by more than that.
Well, they lose by 3. What are you going to do? Here's a very political sounding game. Commanders taking on the Patriots.
Good God.
In New England, Patriots minus 3.5.
The Red Coats versus the Commies.
Wow.
Over under 40.5.
Can they both lose?
It doesn't seem like either of them are going to want to win, considering. But I would say the Patriots should probably win this game. I don't know. Ron Rivera, why he's still there even.
Contract.
Well, not just that, but Ron Rivera quite literally. It's like Doc Rivers after Donald Sterling. He quite literally kept the franchise together while all that bullshit was going on with the, oh boy. So, like, they owe him a little bit of
respect. He'll be fired with dignity after the season's over.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they're rebuilding, which sucks for him.
And Billy B don't tank. So, got to go with the Pats.
He should. He should. I'm going to go with the Commanders as general manager. Because the Patriots need Shador or Caleb. So, they should understand that. And they can keep tanking.
Well, they both need one or the other, to be honest with you. I don't think Sam Howell's that great.
I mean, the Commanders need a whole fucking team because they just sold it.
Sam Howell, I think, is better than Desmond Ridder in Atlanta, but anyway, let's keep going here. Last early afternoon game here is the Bears at the Saints. Saints minus 7.5. Make it my first lock of the week. I'm telling you, the Saints are better than you think. Bears on the road. Secret Badgent man does not get the job done down south. Beauty, there will be no Beauty Badgent this weekend in New Orleans.
I mean, I don't want to watch the game either.
You think the Saints got to win by 8?
That's what my picking the Saints minus 7.5 signifies.
Sorry, you guys playing them like I'm 5. Sorry. Wow.
I mean, that's a lot of faith in the Saints.
No, Ray, it's okay. I was being an asshole.
Like, the Saints are probably going to score like 17 points. So, like, that means...
Would it not be hilarious if the Saints score 7?
I see this game
being... The game is 7-3.
They win 7-3. And it's like...
No, this is a 31-13 Saints victory here.
Maybe. They are at the Dome. They're at the Dome, so...
Good. All right. Should we keep moving here? Find more locks. Find more locks of the week. We have... What do we got here? We've already got 4 out of our 9 locks, so still plenty more locks to come here, folks. Stick around. And we're back, guys. Thanks for filling in that dead air time while I took a sip of my beer.
I thought you were going to hit a commercial. No. That was the perfect time. What you said. And you just let it die right there. I'm like...
Huh.
Well, oh, man. I work with nothing but top-notch broadcasters, folks.
You say that you're the producer. What are you talking about?
Ew.
I know. I just said I work with nothing but top-notch broadcasters.
That was sarcasm.
Yeah, Bazinga. Let's keep it moving here. Colts-Panthers kick off the late afternoon games in Carolina. Carolina, the underdog at home, plus 2.5, over under 44. Could there be any Uncle Mo on the side of the Panthers at home this week, Ray Cashington's?
Who the fuck is Mo?
Uncle Mo? Momentum? Mojo? Keep it going? Keep it rolling?
Did you really just serve me up an Uncle Mo as in momentum?
Drop it like it's hot?
He's trying to make it a thing.
You almost got fired from your own job.
Dog. Why?
It's your show on your own network.
This is our show. And it's our network until I need to make a decision you don't agree with.
Excuse me. This is a Germany week, not a Russian week. It is not a we thing. There's none of that communism here. We don't do that.
The communism was at the Patriots game.
Correct.
No, I got the Colts, man. Gardner Minshew. The Panthers might win one more game this season. Not this one.
He's got a hard on for Minshew.
Well,
who wants a mustache ride? I do.
It's the mustache.
I mean, I'm gonna ride with Minshew too. Like
three
fuck the
mustache
Panthers.
Rides. Who said it's at least a nickel? What did you say? Now you're gonna what?
Ride with the Colts as well. Yes, I'm gonna ride the mustache as well because the Panthers are trash.
Is the mustache gonna ride us?
I'm not going to bet on it or tell you to bet on it, but when we come back here next week and the Panthers have 2 wins, you remember that I told you so.
Okay.
Giants, Raiders, even more intriguing. Vegas, minus 2.5 at home, over under 37.5. These are 2 bad football teams as well. It's interesting the Raiders have 3 wins, you know, but some of these bad teams have been playing each other. And, well, that's what happens. Somebody has to win.
Oh, boy.
How many points are the Raiders giving?
2.5.
I don't know. It's still closer to positive than the Giants' passing yards last week. So, you know, you're going to have to give that to the Raiders, even though both teams suck.
Oh, God, stop it. Make it stop. If Danny Dimes plays.
What? If Danny Dimes plays what? Finish that sentence, please, because I'm curious. They look better with Tyrod Taylor, and then we fucking cursed him last week. I feel like we do this. Like, Potty's War used to curse motherfuckers, and we haven't heard about him in a while. And, like, we talk about Meatloaf one week, he was dead the next. We talk about, like, Tyrod Taylor having shitty fucking luck, and then he falls on the football wrong and punctures a rib and fucking breaks his brain. I don't know what the fuck he did, but he died for, like, a minute. And then he came back, and it's like, oh, sorry.
you want me to finish the statement? Well, you know what, sir? I don't think I will.
No, I gotta, how is Danny Dimes going to save this?
I abstain.
Wow. All right. No one wants to touch this one. No one's got locks. We still got, what do we got? 1, 2, 3, 4. We still got all 5 locks left here. Here's my thing, folks. Is as much as there are games that aren't great, if you do have the right access, you can watch 4 amazing games in a row on Sunday. Right? You can start your day with the Dolphins and the Chiefs in the morning from Germany. Uh-huh. Then you got the Seattle at Baltimore at the first early game. Then your best late afternoon game is our last one we're going to talk about. Cowboys head to Philadelphia. That's 3 games in a row you've watched now that are really good matchups. Would you not agree? I'm just saying. And the Sunday night is a good game as well. So there are that super quadruple header out there to watch this weekend. Eagles 3-point favorites over under 46. I got the Eagles. I'm locking it in for another one of my locks here. Until Philly proves me wrong, I'm going to keep them covering, winning. And Dallas, just that's the team. They haven't they look good on the outside, but they just don't produce in some of these big games.
Well, Mr. Turney, this is Mr. Jerry Jones. Oh, I just wanted you to know that I'm calling in a lock on this game. For them Dallas Cowboys.
Are you serious? See, are you serious?
One young Jalen. I'm just serious. See, young Jalen Hurts.
I'm gonna write it, to have. I'm writing it in pen. Should I write your lock in pen? It's Dallas.
Write in pen. It's Dallas. Oh my yes.
Goodness. Plus 3.
I have it on the board. I'll show you. No, Jalen Hurts is hurt. Like, it's gonna catch up with him eventually. And you know that the left side of the offensive line, while they're still the best in the league, their left tackle still hurt. Lane Johnson keeps having to move a little too much on the line. Kelsey's still great, but Kelsey don't have to worry about the outside. He's got to worry about the D-tackles. He ain't got to worry about the outside. And Micah Parsons is eating people like Pac-Man does, and Pac-Man eats the ghosts. It's bad. So I see an upset. Plus, didn't the Eagles just blow them out a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
They've been waiting for this game. Like, so I just feel like this is going to be a big defensive stand. And if not now, ain't no going to happen.
They have not played each other yet.
Yeah, they played each
other a couple weeks ago.
They play again week 14.
Did they? I thought, no.
Why you gotta come and you gotta ruin fucking fact fun, Tony? You just
what,
like
what do you mean? I'm just telling you what happened.
Well, still everything else stands except for that.
Oh, was it the Niners that blew the 8 Cowboys doors off? Was
yes.
it
that? Well, the Niners always blow the doors off.
Yes, it was 42-10. Here you go. All right, like I said, the 4th game of the day that you could watch. That's going to be another excellent game, I think, in my opinion. And like I said before, I've kind of quit being a fan of any team, as bad as that sounds. I just like watching good football now. So, Bills, Bengals. I mean, Allen, Burrow, Bills traded for Rasul Douglas.
I've got one, too. I'm curious what yours is, though.
Uh-oh, they
both are we going the same lock or the opposite lock?
We're probably going the same.
It's your last locks, you guys, right? Are you guys both going Bengals minus 2.5?
Hey, man, I got Bayou Burrow.
So do I.
Hey, I do not believe.
I like the Bills.
The wagons are no longer circled. They are adrift.
Agreed. Yeah, the Bills have not looked great last couple weeks. They have a couple flashes here or there, but that team is not what it should be, not what it used to was. And the Bengals are putting it together. The Bengals are getting healthy. Burrow's looking better. Bengals have started winning ones that actually matter. Yeah, and this is going to be insensitive.
Cuidado, mucho cuidado. Que estás tomando.
I gotta give you guys the cuidado sign here. I'm not taking it, but I would say Buffalo wins this game here because that's just 4K. The kind of team that Buffalo is. That's the kind 4K of year that's
cuidado, senor.
Because I'm saying that people should cuidado your picks.
4K.
Because I think Buffalo is gonna win.
Extrapolate en español.
No, I haven't had any margaritas. That's the end of it.
Yo soy. No tengo.
No hacer.
Buffalo. Buffalo Bills.
Como se dice? Como se dice?
¿A dónde va la biblioteca?
Buffalo Bills es ganador. Cincinnati Bengals es perdedor. See?
That may be my favorite TikTok I've seen recently was there was a guy, it was a skit of course, but he was like in the Spanish country and he was like, someone was walking up to him and he was like, basically asked him, do you know where the library is? And he was like, I've waited my whole life for this moment.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
Yes.
La biblioteca está aquí. All right, we got one game left. The Monday night football game.
Abierto. Cerrado.
It's Tunney's last lock of the week. I'll take the Jets at home +3 against the Chargers over under 41.5 points. The Jets are +3 at home against the Chargers.
I mean, the Jets don't really put up a ton of points, and at least the Chargers put up points to lose.
But Jets also have defense.
Could you imagine if Aaron Rodgers ends up playing this season still? Like, that's what they're talking
I thought you
about.
Were going to say this game. Okay, no, I was like, get game. Your head at your ass for no, half
I'll,
a second.
I'll tell you, I listen to Pat McAfee, love the show. I thought this was all bullshit. He was just talking. Like, he's on the field making passes. This is wild.
Seriously.
That ayahuasca's a motherfucker.
Well,
good drugs. I got to find out what drugs Rodgers is on.
Funny thing, it was like supposed to be 6 to 8 weeks to get the walking boot off, and he had it off in what, like 13 days or something?
Yeah, something
he
like
got
that.
He got that Ray Lewis stuff on him. That what was it, a tiger blood or whatever it was that my boy had to get that tricep fixed in like 3 weeks?
Well,
he's not on that cheetah blood like Charlie Sheen was.
So they're
winning.
Winning.
So they're 4-3, right? So they have 10 games left.
Let's see.
Chargers, Raiders, Bills, Dolphins, Falcons are their next 5 games. They could beat the Chargers, right? You can see them beating the Chargers. You can see them beating the Raiders. You can see them beating the Falcons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So now you're 7-5, and you got 5 games left. Texans.
You could arguably see them beating the Bills too. It's a division game, so that always
has
different stakes.
We won't give them anything that is not where they should be favored. Texans, Dolphins, Commanders, Browns, Patriots. They're favored again in 3 out of those 5 games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it comes up 10 wins right there.
You're 10-7, and that's saying you lose to the Browns. That's saying you lose at Miami. That's saying you lose at home to Miami. That's saying you lose at Buffalo. There's a real possibility the Jets come out and Aaron Rodgers is your starting quarterback week 16 or 17 or 18.
You know what's funny? Go back and listen to our first show. What was our prediction for the record? I believe it was 10-7.
I think you're right. It was like 10-7 or 11-6. I think
that's hilarious.
On that same, yeah.
They could have just kept the picks.
That's a fucking valid point. That
I mean, you know, now if he plays next year and they win a Super Bowl, then all this is moot. But like at this point,
true, they're on that same trajectory with fucking Zach Wilson. So yeah, mm-hmm. I get what you're saying.
Well, there you have it, folks. That's our locks and the picks of the week. Anything to add here before we get out of here, gentlemen? Been a fun NFL season.
One thing we didn't talk about, it's not going to be relevant this year, but next week, I think we'll see some relevance over the next couple weeks. The Bills picked up playoff Leonard Fournette.
Yep.
That will help them down the line to actually have a back they trust. I know James Cook is nice, but like, come on. So the Bills may not be done in the playoff hunt. Because I mean, the way they're playing now, I wouldn't even say put them in the playoffs.
Plus, it might take Fournette a couple weeks to even get back into rhythm because Fournette's streaky. He's weird like that because he had some dominant seasons in the Jaguars. He had that great run with the Buccaneers when he had the playoff Lenny kind of moniker and where he was just running people the fuck over. And then he also has years where he disappears. His last year in Jacksonville did nothing really. His last couple years in Tampa got progressively worse. So, like, I love Fournette, don't get me wrong, but it should be interesting to see what version of Fournette they get.
All right, well, let's get out of here. Another successful week on Chairshot NFL as we turn around and start into the second half of the season next week. I guess we're going to have the midseason awards, or at least Ray and I will. We can tell Andrew all about them. We'll see what happens on his end of the boat. Ray, why don't you let everybody know where they can find you and what's going on in your world?
You can find me on Tagged. Tag, you're it. At It's Ray Cash. Maybe you might find me on the other thing. I'm gonna make my X account AI Ray. So
AI Ray or AI Rate?
AI Ray.
I wasn't sure if you were just gonna use it to rant on. So you were gonna be AI Rate. Get it?
Hi guys. Thanks for listening for that show. We'll see you next week. Same chair shot time. Same chair shot place.
Same chair shot channel.
The channel might be dead. Sorry, Greg. I think we killed it tonight.
You cannot kill the channel. Andrew, what's going on with you?
Not much, really. Same shit. You know, IWC War Chief on the X. Or what? And I'm not changing that. And I don't even know what Tagged is or whatever the next possible fucking social media
tagged,
thing is.
Tagged, older. Tagged is older than how long Anthony Richardson been throwing fucking footballs.
Okay, so that still only means it's a year or two old. Like, that's still not that long. But yeah, so I think I might, you know, cover some TNA or something like that, because I can start calling it that again, because it's going to go back to doing that in 2024.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to have to say the fucking mouthful of fucking Impact Wrestling anymore. It's actually going to be TNA. Fucking
do you
cool.
think y'all have a legit shot at Will Ospreay? Genuinely.
I don't think we should. I think WWE is a good spot for Will Ospreay.
I do too, but Will Ospreay is the perfect star the Impact or TNA has been missing. But that's another conversation for another show.
Yeah, that is, but I still like the WWE direction.
It's time, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and if possible, and if you'd like to hijack DWI 400 tomorrow, you can come on and talk about Ospreay. Make sure you tune in to Chairshot Radio Network this Friday for the 400th edition of the DWI podcast. I rarely plug my own shit, but I... Oh, proof. Ray... But Ray wants his... What is that proof of?
His locks that he had it
my
picked.
My locks that I really had him picked.
Oh, he didn't just pull him out of his ass because we didn't see him writing it down.
You could have done that. I don't know.
He had
I don't
the camera on the whole here, time.
My hand's been right here, bro.
No, you didn't podcast the whole hour and a half like that.
Next podcast we do, I'm going to podcast like this.
Watch the blood rush out of Ray's hands. Watch them swell up.
See, you're going to have to get some plastic, like, Halloween hands now, just on purpose, so you can just do that to fuck with people. Instead
ain't
of writing.
That the sketch that they do on Jimmy Fallon, like, Little Hands, no. with they do this? Yeah.
No. Oh, the Little Hands one, yeah.
Follow me at PC Tony. Follow the show at Chairshot NFL. Don't forget to listen to everything Chairshot Radio Network, sports entertainment, and sports entertainment. Always use your head.
Cuidado!
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.